Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day to experience you. Thank you for the goodness of heaven that has come and been preached through Jesus. And I thank you now that we are able to press into the kingdom as you translate us out of darkness, as we get born again and into your marvelous kingdom to not just hear the goodness of heaven, but also to experience, to see it. So we thank you. We thank you for your goodness of come. And we thank you, Lord, that we can all press into it and partake of the goodness of your favor that is made available to mankind again, according to our predestination, predestined in Jesus to be holy and blameless in your sight in love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 13, verse 33. Then he taught them another parable. Heaven's kingdom can be compared to yeast that a woman takes and blends into 3 measures of flour, and then waits until all the dough rises.
Hallelujah. You're one verse, but this verse has got so much in it. And the understanding here is, you know, we were predestined in Christ. Man was God's idea. And then we know what happened with Adam. He came and he opened his doors to the kingdom of darkness, to the devil. And through that, all mankind fell. But the story didn't end there. Praise God. God so loved the world, he sent his son. And Jesus came and lived the kingdom life and demonstrated from baby to young man to father. And then he died so that sin, the kingdom of darkness, the power of the devil can be broken. And then after being raised up, all authority was given to him. And that's a blessing now. And now as he's called us and we've responded, the Bible says we have come to the heavenly kingdom, the city of our God. We have translated out of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And what is this kingdom? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:12. So the beauty here is this kingdom, it works through 3 layers. What is those 3 layers? All of us is spirit, soul, and body. And so when we've been called by the living God and we look to him, we get born again, and that's our spirit man gets united by the Holy Spirit, and they become one spirit. And then that spirit works righteousness from our spirit to our soul. That's our will, intellect, and emotions. And then it is reflected in our body. So the wonderful thing, the kingdom of God, the reality of God's love, unique love for each and every one of us, is that which he predestined us for in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the earth. And now that we're born again, we've entered into that kingdom to experience that kingdom. And that kingdom, his kingdom plan for us, just like Jesus says, I've come to do the will of my Father. And Paul says, I've run the race, is the will of the Father, the race that we've got to run so as to fulfill the purpose, so that the kingdom realities come fully into all 3 measures of dough, spirit, soul, and body. So we've got the love of God has been restored. One man brought sin into the world. Now Jesus has taken it away. And we can partake of heaven's blessings in every way and be arise and shine, spirit, soul, and body. Too busy with the good to do the bad. I close with the one scripture here, and it's Romans chapter 6, and it says verse 16, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, so you present yourself either to the devil, comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, or to Jesus as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you were, past tense, once slaves to sin, to the devil, to the power of sin, spirited working sons of disobedience. but you now have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teachings. Standard of teaching, the gospel, the good news of our salvation, the good news of the grace of God, the abundant grace and the free gift of righteousness. So the standard of to which you were committed and have been set free from sin have become slaves of righteousness. Amen. So we're free from sin now to be slaves of righteousness. So the goodness of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit can be manifested in us on a daily basis from glory to glory as we work out our salvation, holding fast to the Lord and what He's saying to us on a daily basis. Amen.
Amen.